haunted by the man much given to frank and fearless and usually accurate condemnation of the awful beings which inhabit the world of popular music.
Feed Superhero.
This planet, this cloudy planet, is the Earth. It is our home, the place where you and I live. But supposing we look away from the Earth and travel, in our imaginations, across the vast, endless stretches of outer space. There we can imagine other stars.
Welcome to program 7. We might actually record this bit again, will we? Are you happy? Start again?
I'm always happy.
You're always happy, but you've got a, what do you call that thing?
Slide on Bjog. Ictitim, awesome Kev.
Small.
Ictitim and Mach, awesome Shrone.
It's one of those, he's got a stuffed nostril. Stuffed nostril. You're currently listening to program 7 of Suburban Superheroes.
With Dr. Groove and Mr. Snuffleupticus.
Also known as Crossfader. Lord Crossfader. King of the Thumped.
Can you do a Snuffleupticus voice?
I can't do Snuffleupticus because I've forgotten what it was all about.
I stuck him up in my...
So many things. I'm sure you stuck him up.
He's up in my computer room now and it says Snuffy's got the sniffles.
Oh, and did you see this?
Children come in and tell me that I'm an adult and I should take it down. Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it? Fantastic. It, electronic persistence. Persistence is futile.
I thought...
Don't even go in there. Let's just talk to the millions of listeners and explain to them why the world didn't end. What was the theory? Why didn't it end?
Last October.
Yeah.
Apparently the Intergalactic Federation went to a vast intergalactic cash ring in Sirius Minor and they put in their... laser disc
card to pay the wages of the workers who were doing the bypass.
Giant writing came up across the firmament and it went, "You have insufficient funds to meet this amount."
Insufficient funds, yeah. So there seems to be some
galactic crunch has started. The galaxies are receding.
The galactic
crunch. We're in the crunch. Everything's receding. So basically, the construction droids.
Federate droids couldn't complete the work.
No, they're on strike.
They wouldn't work without being paid. Who would work without being paid? Everybody seems to be being asked. Yeah. Seems like all the humanoids are being asked to work harder to save a system that has never met their demands. But there you go.
That's the humanoids.
The humanoids, they're funny people. Okay, I was going to play the first track, and you can talk away in the meantime.
Track away.
You know, there's one of those things, you know the Christian, you've heard of intelligent design, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, they're great.
I'm evidence that it didn't actually happen. I'm the first evidence to use against the...
It's one of those scary things. One of the scary things is that if the humans have actually, that major country had have elected, and the 46% of them or 48% of them did vote for a hockey woman who believed in intelligent design. Intelligent design, didn't know the three countries involved in NAFTA, wasn't sure if Africa was a country or a continent.
Did you hear the guy that rang her up pretending to be Nicolas Sarkozy?
I heard about him. Yeah, I'm Nicolas Sarkozy.
That was cool.
Oh, dear. Hello, I'm so glad to hear
you.
From
want to
you.
Make a lovely president of the United States.
That's so nice of you. Yeah, maybe in 8 years.
Maybe when I poison the alpha.
So bizarre. So, but anyway, somebody to explain to me that some of the people in some of these Christian scientists. Is it Christian scientists? No, I'm getting myself wrong there. It's intelligent design people. Yeah, they say that what happens, you know, the way you look out and you see the stars, right?
Mm.
Like where when we look up and we see Sputterky in the sky,
yeah.
And you know it's beyond 6,000 light years away, 6,000. Right. They say that, yeah, it's a good distance away. I know but that. Because we're all begat from these people in the Bible,
oh, right.
those stars don't really exist.
Oh, what they do is they stop. 4,000 years.
Exactly, ah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Now you understand. That is a problem.
That would be a problem. So what are the stars? They're little pinholes.
So what happens
in the sky.
Is that time slows down in respect of.
Oh.
Once you go beyond 4,000, there's a kind of dip. According to the intelligent design people,
they've got their own version of time.
They have their own version of time. Isn't that impressive?
Oh, well, they're as versatile as modern physicists. We were hoping to have a modern physicist on the show.
We were, but he's got a very hectic
schedule, so he needs
hectic lifestyle.
He needs notice, but we may have Prog 8 maybe devoted
Prog
to the wonders of string theory and membrane theories and so on. What were we talking about the last Prog? I think we got a bit lost, didn't we?
We got lost.
There was
yeah.
some sort of philosophical. There's some sort of philosophical conference.
Austin,
I'm waiting for someone
we're
to explain
program
it to
this in for
we, don't we had some very intelligent guests. Oh yeah, that's lovely. Are you ready for action?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this dedicated to
this is dedicated
a lady
to
with some snazzy glasses?
The snazzy glasses and her husband, who were like hillbillies on crack on a spending spree apparently when they got in the Republican nomination. That's what I heard. And they all shop in some really expensive shop called Sting Nordstein or something, or I don't even know about it, but apparently it's they go wild for that stuff.
Rich earth people.
So we're going to dedicate that, and we're also going to dedicate it to the 48% of people who actually voted for those two.
It's crazy.
Yeah, how bad does it have to get before you actually vote the other way? Who knows?
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching wood. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. Be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. And football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Back. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you frightened me there. Of course, he's worried about the signal input. I'm going to let the cat out. We're going to talk about films. Before that, we played I'm Just an Ogie from Muskogee, from the Convoy soundtrack album by Merle Haggard.
Great record.
Oh, yeah. White Lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
Do you think he was messing on that record?
I think what he meant when he said White Lightning is acid.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's what to do. I think they're all dropping acid in the Midwest, but I think they could.
A bit too much.
Yeah, I think they might need to know a bit more.
For one who claimed to be so ignorant,
they might need to do a bit more in terms of drugs. They're not getting
education.
Enough drugs. Yeah, drug education. Well, a bit of drugs might help them.
Well, you know, they
might help them stop voting for people like
crystal meth is invaded out there.
Sarah Palin and the likes
hasn't helped them much.
Christ. Did you hear Berlusconi said that Barack Obama had a tan today? Whoa, crazy fucker.
Who knows what he
with a big on. Shit-eating grin on his face.
Who knows
beside the
on.
Russians. I'd say they were swapping racist little jokes all the time. And then he said he had everything going with him. He was young, he had a good smile and a lovely tan. And then he wouldn't explain it. He said people who thought it wasn't funny were idiotic imbeciles or imbeciles without a sense of humour. That's
all
what he
right.
said.
Grant, good man.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Berlusconi.
Anyway, tell us about the films you saw. I haven't seen Hunger yet, but then
it
takes a lot to inspire me to go and see a film about men who died on hunger strike and daubed their own shit on cell walls.
That sounds depressing, alright.
It's not really, you know.
Apparently very well.
Would you go, it wouldn't be a first date night movie, would it? Really?
No, not a date movie. Unless you had a date with Foucault.
He'd probably like it. Exactly.
The tortures of the body. Putting the body on the line.
A prisoner of one's own desires.
I have a feeling the director might have been into his Foucault, actually, from what I've heard. But anyway.
We'll have to go and see it to see it. Maybe comment on it, really.
Yeah, well, that's true. But
that's true.
So we saw the Coen Brothers. We saw Burn After Reading.
Brad Pitt was brilliant.
Hollow, cynical.
Yeah.
Nihilistic little film.
Nihilistic film, but maybe it's a good indication of how people would feel. I mean, if I was in a person of intelligence, trapped for 8 years in that country under George Bush's regime, I'd probably feel a bit fucking cynical as well.
Would you be driven to nihilism?
Nihilism. Nihilism. We believe in nothing, Lebowski.
Would you will nothing rather than to stop willing at all?
Oh, no. You still got to will something. And it's always nice. The character played by George Clooney, I thought was very funny as well.
Clooney, I like Clooney.
The way he constantly wanted to fit a little run in after his sex with different various women.
Did you see his machine?
I saw his machine. I don't think we should spoil it. For the viewers, for the listeners. The machine is.
At the scene then. The scene.
There's quite a lot of funny scenes, but like there was nothing that was just completely crazy.
No.
I was hoping. It wasn't. It was no Lebowski, but it was.
Hard bodies were good.
It was good.
Good little legs.
Hard bodies. And I thought the gym manager was quite a tragic figure, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And who's that other guy that we remember we saw had a movie about being inside his head? John Malkovich.
Oh, Malkovich was good.
John Malkovich. What was his catchphrase? He just kept saying, "For fuck's sake."
That was probably wasn't that it?
He just kept saying it all over and over again. Everything like.
And drinking a lot
in
his bathrobe.
For fuck's sake.
Look at
drink
well
problem. Yeah, he took offense to that, being called saying he's had a drink problem. Particularly from a Mormon.
At the bureau.
Yeah, we're taking you off the Balkans desk. Anyway.
It's actually funnier when you think about it than when you're actually watching.
Yeah. There was quite a bit of that.
That's a good idea.
But I didn't see anything else besides that. The only other thing
I saw a French film with Scott Thomas. Yeah.
Kirsten Scott Thomas. Yeah, she's practically half French, isn't she?
Yeah, I can't remember.
She's one of those English people that love the French, you know,
she's
as opposed to one of those English people
like,
that hate the
French.
It was
kind of like, I can't remember the name of it, but it was actually very good. It was better than I expected.
Do you find her
very sad.
Attractive, sexy?
In an Isabel Gilbert sort of way.
Gilbert.
You know, there's that stuff.
I know Jeremy Clarkson. You're not alone. I know Jeremy Clarkson is completely besotted with her.
Yeah, Isabel Gilbert as well. It's that thin, but nasty and intelligent thing.
It's all right to be thin, but like
she looks
nasty
not just thin, but bleak.
And then nasty
bleak
and intelligent on top of that. It's just not what you expect.
It's kind of sexy.
It's too much in one package.
Yeah. Well, Isabel Hubert is great.
I can't remember her. What was she in?
I'm a nymphomaniac, but then very cheesy.
Oh, okay.
That was in Amateur by Hal Hartley. Do you remember?
Oh, man, I've forgotten all those.
I'm an infomaniac, and then he goes, will you have sex with me? And she goes, I'm very cheesy.
Disaster for that poor man.
He's great, that fella. He's in loads of films at the moment, commercial films. He's someone's dad in a film I saw recently.
The guy, the one actor that Hal Hartley used in everything.
The big bluff guy.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, what was the film? It's not Juno, it was a film, it was a bit like Juno.
No.
Was he in the
country? If I had a tree roaming wild and free, all wanted you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a... That's what I always think about when I see Juno. I don't know what happened to Hal Hartley. Maybe he just got bored. I'd say he's probably off painting canvases in upstate New York in a massive garage. That's the kind of geezer he is. Or he decided just to take the collected works of Dostoevsky and Tolstoy to a small place.
I read Donald Clark in the Irish Times and I enjoy his giving out about things, and then I can't actually remember which films were good or bad.
Maybe just because he hates all of them.
No, occasionally.
The other thing I'm watching, I have Gomorrah. I haven't seen it yet.
That sounds very nihilistic as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. There's not a lot of joyous movies coming out there at the moment.
No comedies.
Yeah, we do need more comedies. But that's why I went to see that other one.
Groundhog Day. I saw that in the telly and I'd never seen it before.
No way,
by
really?
Jesus, that's a good film.
There is a genius in Bill Murray that few people appreciate.
Utter genius.
Oh, he's a great man.
Clever.
I can't believe you haven't seen that before.
200-day seduction of Ali Lightow, where if you make a slight mistake, I like beefsteak as well. Is that your favourite drink? It goes on and on like that. Something like that.
Oh.
And then still she slaps him at the end. Just as he's about to get her, she slaps him 30 times.
I couldn't even remember it was Andie MacDowell that was in it.
Yeah, she was. Even she wasn't bad.
There's
only one problem where she went, do you want my skin? I use new.
Yeah.
Never mind that. And he just threw her in the snow.
That was it. Yeah. That was the early start.
And Billy Murray went,
product placement.
Went for relaxing times. Make it Santori time. I got very confused.
All the films clashed at once.
The ads clashed.
The other thing I was watching is I've been watching Generation Kill, but I'll tell you more about that later.
Is that the new
Generation War? Kill. It is the new, it's by the same creator.
Thank God you found a replacement.
It's about a bunch of viewing future. It's about a bunch of Marines in Iraq. I'll tell you.
Do you want to know what happened in the last series of The Wire? Because I watched it all on TG4.
That's alright, thanks, I know. But don't tell anyone else, they might be watching.
Poor Snoop.
The last series. Oh, you're terrible, man.
Get my good side.
Look how long we've been talking.
That was a great moment.
There's a lot of great moments in this. You have to admit it. You just turned on too slowly.
Yeah, I'll be watching more of it.
Yeah, I bet you will. Backwards. You'll be going backwards.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Sure, I mean, you just found out Groundhog Day is a great film. 20 years after its release. Who knows what's going to happen next?
A bit of a time traveller.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen next?
I always knew it was good. I just didn't get around
to. Next, you'll be watching Frank Capra movies.
It was a great film because Rebecca got me and made me watch Rosemary's Baby.
All right, okay.
Oh, my God.
Polanski and his craziness.
Polanski and Skinny. What's her name?
Yeah, who went on
come
to
up
married
to the
Mary
baby
yeah.
touch his
yeah.
car and the crazy upside down crucifix. What have I got?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
There's some people who believe that Barack Obama is him to life. Some
Ron
of those Christians. Yeah. No, not Ron Polanski. Introduce
Mia
the next song. What's the next song?
He could be Mia Farrow. He has that look about.
He doesn't really.
The next song. Oh yeah, you
could
like
be Rosemary's
this.
Baby.
This
That's
is worth
what they're
introducing.
Saying.
This is John Zachary, the cool ghoul. Dinner with Drac, Part 1, from sometime in the 1950s, from a compilation called Hollywood A Go-Go, Little Steven's Underground Garage Presentation.
There you go. Now, that's a lot of introduction, so it's kind of scary. So we've gone to... 1958.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's cool.
And it's Part 1, so if I can locate Part 2... Maybe
or if any of the listeners know, email spudarchy@gmail.com because we've got our receptionist PA assistant. They're answering all our emails to the planet. Yeah, we do.
Savage.
But they're on really good wages.
We're like Barack Obama,
said,
so the very
really
first email
places.
You'll get from our campaign will be like, won't be from us directly, but it'll be from somewhat lower down.
Exactly, yeah. But the viral advertising will continue.
He's very slick.
Unrequited.
Do you think he's too slick or something?
Who knows? I don't care what he is.
He might be an empty container. Something.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Or he might be Rosemary's baby. Ready? 3, 2, 1, we're gonna quit this.
Oh.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. The waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. The scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Things in Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
started with a bang. Started with a bang. Never thought it would end like this. So you're drinking the Kent's Pope's, the Bishop's Finger.
Bishop's Finger.
Bishop's Finger beer.
I'm going to sneeze. Have a drop.
Being on the Bishop's Finger. I don't know, I could go mad. I'm going to take a drop in my glass, just because I don't want to get infected by your disease.
Oh, yeah, alcohol kills all them.
Well, that's what is supposed to happen.
Bishops.
We had, before this, we were listening to...
Pinch.
We went straight from, Pinch with Fight and Talk, and we went straight into that after that track from 1958.
From John Zachary the Cool Ghoul.
John Zachary called the Cool Ghoul. So,
Dinner with Drac.
I was quite surprised. I'm not surprised. I mean, I know that it happens that we can predict things with great accuracy. And there was so much stuff going on about the hyperspace bypass that the humanoids in charge decided to invent all these other reasons, like an economic crisis and a galactic credit crunch and everything else, just to cover their tracks, so to speak. Cover their tracks. Because if you want to know the truth, you always got to follow the money.
Or credit crunch is real.
What's going on?
The galaxy is
coming.
Originally there was the Big Bang and things moved out in all directions. There was inflation. There was massive inflation.
Inflation in space, as well as in time.
Really fast. But now it's starting to retract again.
Contraction
is happening. Inflation. Yeah, serious problems. And also time will move backwards.
Could get stuck.
We need the physicists in here, because we haven't a clue what we're talking about.
But we definitely need
the physicists. We come from an advanced civilization, but we don't really understand our advanced civilization. We understand the free drugs, the unlimited sex, and all the things that come with living in Spudarchy, but we don't actually understand the technology on which it's based.
No, because other people
we're going to call in the physicist who will explain it.
Yeah, because that was... All that hard work machines was done by... Yeah, but it was also done by generations way before us, because...
Dead Spudarchians.
Yeah, exactly. Built on the dead Spudarchians.
Are we singing our anthem again? No.
No. No, but that would be crazy. don't forget the... So we have... I can't believe it. Okay. You're in charge, CrossFit. I have to deal with this humanoid.
What's happening now is that Dr. Groove is getting a call about an intergalactic marquee. And the purpose of the intergalactic marquee will be to hold the elements of the intergalactic...
massive fire built.
What's the intergalactic marquee for?
It'll be breaking up the furniture. The marquee is for the future.
Future manifold. Possibly withhold the contraction. Maybe somehow try to control things, because everything's really... What's that, Mark?
Yeah, of course it is.
What's he
want? Known as Mark. What?
Has he got a marquee?
What does he want? I don't know what he
does. Mark have a marquee, we ask?
Spread the love. Elite? Alright, okay, yeah. Elite? It's propaganda.
Elite.
Work.
A propaganda work.
He
needs to take hold. Anyway, yes, they're talking about a leaflet or an intergalactic something. So, anyway, 31.53 mark in the show, and things are going well. And there's a lovely fire which is eating up all the furniture here in our small residence in Cabra. And there's no cats. And everything's very quiet. The problem now is that if Dr. Groove doesn't come back, I could fall asleep quite easily, because it's quite snug. Oh, hang on. Wait.
What?
Wait, I was just telling the listeners that I might fall asleep.
Why would you fall asleep?
From the heat and just condensation and stuff.
Just because you've got like luxurious studio facilities here, CrossFighter.
That boy, I don't know how he does it. He just needs to just, I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of things, isn't he?
He's doing way too many.
Way too many things.
Way too many.
We have to slow him down. I think what's happened is his brake pads have worn off and we need to... Reapply some brake pads. But anyway. Tell me about angels.
Oh,
Yeah, exactly, because the angel phenomena, I have to say, completely escaped me.
Yeah, no, it's a new thing. People have, they can have a few angels as well, and it's, I first became aware of it when I saw a documentary on T.G. Akar,
yeah,
which went on about it quite a lot, and then I noticed,
come closer,
I noticed that,
it was on T.G. Akar, right?
Yeah, okay. There's, you go somewhere, like, you go tiny little places in Wicklow or Wexford, like Cortown's got an angel shop, Bray's got two, Wexford's got three or four, and then people are just selling loads of paraphernalia and stuff.
So what do they sell? They sell angels.
Angels, pictures.
But what's specific about these angels?
They're your angel. They're your guardian angel.
Your angel.
Your guardian angel has come to life. It has been twisted slightly to meet the needs of late capitalist individuality, so it's not quite like the Old Testament angel that's always there to slice you with a sword or something. These angels seem to accommodate you very much and kind of back you up all the time,
no matter what. Even if you're a grievous sinner,
I have to consult. I'm going to consult Rebecca because some of her friends are obsessed with them and have a few.
Okay, but partners. Supposing that me, right?
You're and they can average, be all around your house, and the
your yeah. average 40-year-old male. Who has partaken of sin in the past but is leading a clean life now due to health reasons just and restrictions. So what angel would I get? Do I get a specific one because I'm a 40-year-old man?
I'm not sure how it works.
40-year-old alien? What? Because my body host is a 40-year-old alien?
Oh, him. I have to research it. I think you...
Yeah.
I don't think you can
buy... Do you get special ones if you're women? Is it gender specific?
I don't think you can buy them.
You can't buy them?
Yeah.
No, you get given it to at birth, is it? Your guardian angel?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll consult.
That's crazy. Okay, well, it seems a little different. I saw something on YouTube today where Robert Kilroy Silk got into a whole load of trouble because he said all religions were stupid. Ages ago, apparently. I don't support the guy, but I think he's allowed to say all religions are stupid.
Oh, God,
because, you know... That such hocus pocus and nonsense does not exist on our planet. And in fact, I remember even 25, 30 years ago in a geography book, I remember religion being described as man's belief in the supernatural. I still think it's true. Mm-hmm. Supernatural stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've got shops that sell you angels.
Sounds like a good book.
What, so tell me what you're going to play next. As we're approaching. I thought you were going to plan something.
Planning. Okay, alright, no.
Check this out.
Okay, now. Yeah, number 21.
Yeah.
No, track number 24.
Track number 24. This is a good blurb. Smooth and professional, as always.
I don't always like blurbs.
Here, you set it up and I'll read it out.
Read your blurb.
24.
This is a very good blurb.
Okay, perfect. This is P.S. I Love You by the Starlets. Here's an unusual little record, a regional hit from 1960 that creeps up and envelopes you like a morning mist.
True. Yeah, that again. That was
okay. Here's an unusual little. Here's a little gem, a regional hit from 1960 that creeps up and envelops you like a morning mist or like a guardian angel. Though it rose no higher than number 106 on Billboard's bubbling under the chart, it was the portent of better things to come from this Orange, New Jersey quartet, compromising the sisters Phyllis Barber.
Comprising. No, it was only the first bit, the mist, the morning mist.
Yeah. And that's a fantastic picture. All it's short of is a few angels hovering in the background. So what's it called again? P.S. I Love You.
It's called P.S. I Love
Long before you. The Taoiseach's daughter wrote a similar book. Okay, here we go with that. We seem to be stuck in the 50s.
Night at night. superheroes.
I suppose that's more a personal choice.
It is more of a personal
choice. That's what he
said. Yeah, that's what he said.
As he popped the wine.
As he popped the wine, it was more of a personal choice. That was a mysterious gangster there.
From a formerly known as Silent Gangster.
Silent Gangster.
Now just known as Mysterious Gangster.
Whatever, we just keep changing the name.
He's not silent anymore.
Yeah, he certainly isn't silent when he's saying it's more of a personal choice. So, we haven't confounded the mystery of... I see what you're getting lined up next.
You see, I'm moving in time.
Oh, you're moving up, yeah, yeah. So that was from 1960. So we progressed there.
Yeah,
that was
PS. We made two years. And we might take a giant leap into the 70s now.
It crept up on us like a summer rose or something.
Summer mist. A misty summer morning, I think.
Enveloped us.
Enveloped us.
Okay, yeah. I suppose enveloped isn't really.
It sounds like it's got to be sealed into something.
Yeah, it sounds like you're part of the postal system, man. Although I do have to say, I do like the postal system. You know, my first big bike was a postman's bike.
Was it?
Yeah.
Big black one?
No, it was painted red just to make me feel like it was different, but it actually was. It's just, you know.
That was nice of
you. Yeah, well, it was me dad, you know, he's very smart that way. It's amazing what a lick of paint will do. It was painted red, so it made it look faster.
Oh, play some of that one. Was that? I don't know. Loads of records.
Loads of records and not much time. Say something interesting
Earth's
or don't
technology.
Say anything at all.
Earth technology.
We're still using these CDs, I see. That's like really ancient.
Laser discs. But it has enabled
Bluetooth.
Us.
Bluetooth.
It has enabled us, or the Earthlings, or us in our Earth host.
Yeah.
To buy an album in the guise of a can of soup.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Explain to me the can of soup theory.
Well, now.
Oh, I see you're being contacted by someone.
Formerly known as Max Tundra.
Yeah.
Now known as Max Tundra.
So he wasn't really formerly known at all.
He released an album called Parallax Error Beheads You, also known as Some Friend You Turned Out to Be. But the way one obtained this album is you went into Craig and Richie Kabugi in City Discs and he said, can I have the Max Tundra album? And they went, here's the soup, Crosslater. And they put the soup on the counter. Max Tundra kosher chicken soup, not even vegetarian, which you might have expected. And on the soup is some sort of a web address and a code for your download.
And so
you
actually
bought the two albums. You get an extra, an album of him pretending to be friends of his, doing cover versions of his own tracks. Because he's eccentric.
Well, that's fair enough. And you do love to... He's English, isn't he? I think I'm...
Max,
yeah,
he's lovely.
He's definitely
he's lovely.
Lovely English.
I've met him. I'm good buddies with him. But
English
eccentricity. I did a review of a gig of his.
Did you?
And
tell me about...
He liked the review.
What was the soup
cool.
like?
The soup was kind of... It was quite tinny, so I suspect it had been lying around for a while. And it was thin. It wasn't thick and creamy. But it was nice. It was quite chickeny. It was good flavour. It was kosher soup as well.
Okay.
And if you go onto YouTube, if you put in YouTube Max Tundra soup, there's a video of him making the soup.
Okay,
and explaining the mixture of,
and what's
of
the
old Jewish family recipes that are used in the manufacture. And then there's a video of him individually putting labels on all the tins.
Wow, that's great.
That's what you want.
You want that, yeah.
That's
yeah,
a bit
yeah.
of quality, you know. That's like your friends who put the coins on the railway tracks.
That's
you know?
Right, yeah, and then included them all. Yeah, yeah,
they
that's
understand,
true.
You know, the collector's fucking mentality.
Phobia, the mentality, yeah. The,
but it was
the
quite
obsession.
Edible. It was edible. It did make me sick.
Well, and what, explain to me, I mean, I should know this.
We will pay
sister,
a track from the album.
My sister is Jewish now, so I
was
should
she?
Know. Yeah.
Did she convert?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. In a kind of way, yeah.
She's a Jewish atheist.
Yeah, so... how does it work in terms of kosher? What's the speciality? What's the
no,
is it like? Does it specifically blessed?
No, but it does say
dressed in some way.
Some
or
Hebrew
is the,
on it cause it's
was the chicken slaughtered? When
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
The chicken wasn't slaughtered when it was facing Jerusalem or anything, was it?
I don't know.
No, don't
it looked
know.
Like he was just chopping up stuff he bought in the shop. But I'll be honest. are you connected to the interweb there?
There's a.
We'll look it up and
we should we'll put a link in. At this stage we'll put video. At this very point in time
iTunes.
In this primitive technology we'll put a link into the iTunes site where we see Max Pondra.
Information about the angels come true.
Information on the angels. Yeah. We should save that for the next thing. I'm gonna go and find a track by Oren Marshall. I'm gonna find a track by Oren Marshall and send it out.
We can read that out direct.
Wow. Okay. No, we save that information. It's good. It's worth saving until the next.
If you know.
Yeah. It's worth it. It's worth saving it for the next link. So in the meantime, I'm gonna go and find that thing, and then you can play anything. And so we'll just put a halt to this madness here, and then we'll play the track. The track that I'm gonna play, if I can find it.
Tuba.
Is by a guy who plays the tuba.
Tuba.
And he was in a band called Loose Tubes. I think it was 22 of them or something. It was kind of like this jazz thing, fusion thing, ages ago.
Tuba.
And now he just plays the tuba.
Why didn't he play the kazoo?
Well, he's always liked to play the tuba. It's an amazing album. I want to get the whole album, but I haven't found it all yet. So I've only got this one track, but I'll find it and I'll play it for you now. Over and out.
Wow.
That was the end of Max Tundra with a track called Orphaned.
Orphaned.
The verb to be orphaned, as in your mum and your daddy are driving in the car, driving in the road in a very fast car, and wham, out of nowhere, a tree. And you were sitting at home being babysat by your uncle or something. Jeez. And they ain't around anymore. And before that, we heard Oren Marshall, who's the man from formerly from Loose Tubes, who plays that tuba. And it feeds it in through lots of different feedback mechanisms and loops and things that you would normally associate with guitars, guitar pedals and things.
Yeah.
And loops it. And that's how you get that unique sound. I have to pick up that album. If you're looking for it, and if you find it, let me know about it. It's called introduction to the story of Speedy Spondo / Part 1.
Oh, yeah.
In a silent room.
Because I go to Oxfam and get all these strange
Speedy
records.
Spondo
Oxfam
might be
Parliament
there.
Street. Recommended.
Gets a big thumbs up.
Not just because I know the manager.
Big thumbs up. You find that giving a thumbs up on the radio doesn't really work that well. Unfortunately, we are not like Russell Brand and his names and his other that other guy who's on suspension for being paid $9 million a year or whatever.
Could be.
Yeah.
With Volupta, I'm her friend on MySpace.
We're not that good. We seem to be getting a hump. We'll have
we're
to sort
that
out.
Bad.
They're not that bad either.
In that sense.
Well, you have to.
It's me, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
apologies.
Fine. So
I was on a buzz.
That's true, yeah. But also, we're not sleeping with satanic sluts, are we?
Voluptia,
whoever that might be.
I can look her up in a MySpace now.
No, I don't want to look her up in a MySpace. I'll get distracted.
She's a fabulous woman.
I'm sure she is.
I don't feel bad for her. I feel a bit bad for granddaddy.
We've been touched off by the source.
We've been touched.
The source.
Oh, no.
We have been. We have a secret source.
Yeah, angels.
Deep Throat.
We got info.
Yeah, we've got info on angels because we wanted to keep you up to date. So it is kind of a news informative show. So we like to try and keep people as up to date as possible. So the story behind angels, apparently, is
the angels.
And these are the ones that you can be bought in shops.
I don't know if they can be bought.
They can be bought in shops, I think.
They
yeah,
will do or give you anything you ask. You just have to ask them. Apparently, if you don't get what you asked for, it wasn't right for you.
Handy. Oh, that's pretty handy.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that is.
I'll
pretty
have
handy.
Seven.
I'll have seven of whatever I want. And if I didn't get it, then it's obviously because
so,
it wasn't for me.
They fitted them out to
that's perfect.
The specifications of late capitalism.
Yes, late.
Individuality. And
capitalism before it arrives at barbarism, because we're very close to that.
Do you think?
With my hair. Yeah, I think so. Not far away.
Put a little barbarian on the Barbie.
You know the way the Chinese used to say, may you live in interesting times, and everyone thought that was a blessing, but in fact it turns out to be a curse. Did you know it was a curse?
Yeah, I like it.
It is a curse, but that's what they say anyway. The Chinese even recognise that it's a curse.
See,
but I still think it's better to be living in interesting times than boring times.
Definitely.
There's a lot of boring times ahead, boring times behind, but I like interesting times.
Wherever we are.
Wherever we are, time...
Time becomes interesting.
It has to be,
it acquires depth.
Depth, meaning...
It moves slowly.
Perception.
Fast
changes, and in line with the idea
the angelic
that we're
voice
gonna,
of Dennis Wilson,
yeah,
brother of Vine. Actually, his voice isn't good, but we like.
But I like that. I really like that whole look that he has on this album.
He's
that
from
whole,
the sea,
like,
man.
He's from the sea, but he's got that like you know perky
cheap
hair,
cheap 70s
and massive beard.
Of,
you know what I mean? And
they're leaning against the wood.
White is good. It's a good color on him. You know.
He was the only surfer as well.
He's leaning against the wood.
He was the beach boy who surfed.
Wow, and that's quite green if it's California.
Look at that for a look.
Yeah, naked except for dungarees. So now we're going to see, now we're going to hear something from the legendary other Wilson brother, not so famous.
Will we read it?
Why not? Since it's all about.
It's going to be pretty bad. I can just tell from the way, even from the way he's written it.
This is my first solo album away from the Beach Boys. I'm
the
sure
Beach Boys.
It looks like it was written in crayon, to be honest. I'm sure you understand that I'm a bit nervous about this endeavor, full stop. I want to thank you for your support, and I would be very much interested in any comments or suggestions you might have after listening to this album.
Actually, he's
full
still alive,
stop.
I think.
Thank you, Dennis Wilson. Okay, take it away, Crossy. Tell us what we're going to hear.
Oh, we're going to hear. This is an amazing track.
Oh, look, it folds out so you can see his full t-shirt. I didn't know that either.
This track is called Thoughts of You, and it starts off sounding like your man Cocker. What's his name? You know that?
Jarvis Cocker.
No, the more older guy.
Oh, Joe Cocker.
It starts off sounding like Joe Cocker on a bad day. And then suddenly it turns into a Beach Boys track.
Wow.
And it builds and builds and builds, and then it stops and goes back to being
Joe Cocker
again.
Wow.
Strange.
Okay. And what's it called again?
It's called Thoughts of You.
Thoughts of You. Okay.
Romantic.
So we're going to hear that.
Romance.
Yeah, we'll send this out to the angels.
You
hopefully
know
they'll give us. They'll give us what we want. Or what
we
don't get. We don't know what we want. But
that's true. The angels know.
The angels know best.
The sunshine blinded me this morning, love. like the sunshine. Love comes and goes again. Something that I've never done. Silently, silently you touch my face.
I have to say I'm quietly impressed by Mr. Wilson. And his
Oh, that's one of the best ones.
Yeah, there's but some, that is quite impressive.
There's some chronically bad ones as well.
Chronically bad. Hard to say. Would you say you're pleasantly optimistic for the humanoids, given that we're into the first black president? Of course, Jesse Jackson said he wasn't black enough.
Jesse was in tears.
But Jesse changed.
We all know. The bubble came out of his head and it said, that could have been me.
That could have been me. It could have been me. It could have been somebody.
I don't know. It'll be different.
It'll be different,
yes. It's obviously marked something big in the States. Big, big shift in political consciousness. But whether Barack will be any different from Bill or George or... any other
Bill or George or Ted or Harry or
who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
I'm just worried that he might get popped.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. There seems to be a bad history.
I also think he's doing. He's on a bit of a imitation Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
JFK kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
He's that's a container, but nothing's been poured into the container yet. That's except quite very, very slick imitation of something in the past.
He's got a whole, he's got the whole preacher thing down, all right.
But he's got to be better than the other two zombies. Like,
bizarre.
We've got to thank the Galactic Federation.
Federation for filling that vessel up.
Flipping loons didn't get in.
I like McCain's habit of just pointing fingers. You know that pointing fingers.
Have you seen that? Have you seen the famous one with the debate where McCain is following Barack with his tongue out, kind of.
No, I haven't seen that. That's the weird weird picture. The other thing that I think is pretty weird was that when he was giving a talk, McCain said, my fellow prisoners when he was talking to Americans. So he was obviously still trapped back in time.
Secret agent.
When he made his, he must have made speeches to people when he was imprisoned in.
Oh, pretty calm.
Yeah, yeah,
nice
exactly.
To,
yeah, yeah.
In fairness, genuine war hero.
Genuine war hero. That's what war does to you. It's a good reason why we should be against any wars, because it doesn't
turns
really,
you into McCain.
It could turn
Sarah
you into
Palin
McCain.
Was never in a war.
No. Well, we don't know what our excuse. We don't know what our excuse is. She was a sports commentator, apparently,
was
at
she?
One stage.
I
yeah,
could,
yeah.
I could foresee quite a media career for that girl. I think that's the way it's going. I think Comedy Central have already put
Comedy
in a
Central put in a bid.
And they're going, don't ever change. Do you see the panel is back? The panel is back.
The panel is back, yeah, yeah, I've seen that. Is that good? I don't watch it generally.
The new, I like the panel. The new one looks good. You know who the fucking... Excuse me.
Oh, who the what?
The boss,
flipping.
The
who
moderator.
The, flipping
the moderator. The
who's the moderator? No.
Ray
the Darcy.
Fuck Darcy.
No.
And he looks about 700. And he looks like he's about to cry. He doesn't look like he's having any fun. Like, I don't know, Dara Brynn, I think, is the same age, but he looks about...
That's
half his age.
It's funny the way that worked out, isn't it? Like, I mean, Ray...
I think maybe it's only a temporary thing.
I saw a picture recently of...
And there was
Sigurd
no Andrew.
Zag.
There was no Andrew Maxwell. There was no Andrew Maxwell.
I think they need to... I think the plan is, though, that it's going to have a rotating host. I don't think it's going to have...
The host is spin.
Yeah, that's right. The host spin. They don't actually stay. So
maybe one day...
They
as
turn
the host
around.
Spins, he will...
His face transforms
into
somebody else. Transmogrify
into
somebody else.
Into a spud
into Boris Johnson. Into Boris Johnson.
It might turn into one of us.
It could turn into one of us, yeah. But I don't think there's any contract in the post.
Amazing rotating host. Where it stops, nobody knows.
No contract in the post from Radio Television for us, I can't say.
Serious?
I can well imagine. You know that other dweeb will probably do it. Pencil neck himself.
Kevin Myers will do it.
No, the other guy. What's
Hookie
his name?
Hookie will do it.
Well, Hookie will do anything.
Nosey will do it. What's his name? From RTE.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Tuberty,
in the morning.
Tuberty. Jerry Ryan will do it. Bertie Ahern will do it.
Do you hear the
Jerry? Oh, shy, we already know who all the hosts are
exactly,
going to be.
It's
so fucking obvious.
No point in watching.
Sorry for ruining
it
for you, sports fan. Bertie will probably be on next week.
Bang, 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 bang. It'll be shocking.
And he'll be going, break a leg. Make sure it's for the crucial vote on the pensions. Like, he got someone to break his leg so he could try not to vote for the government on the pensions issue.
He'll do anything. Okay, what we got to do? Oh yeah, for the last few tracks,
stuff.
I think we'll play. I think I'll play something like "Wishing on a Star," and then we might go back. We might have some.
You've got four.
Old style oratory from somebody.
From Barack.
No, not from Barack. From somebody else. So
okay.
It's kind of a surprise, and then we'll see if we got anything left.
Okay.
But we better say goodbye. In the
Bye.
Meantime. Bye. We'll do it again. That's the end of Prog 7, and
it's
who knows what it's
going
to call. Who knows what we're going to call this thing?
Lack of a theme.
Lack of a theme. That's a good theme in itself.
Wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star.
It is the police department. It is the army.
organization. But the state and we were, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, let me tell you, you'd be going to yourself. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society.
Precinct, you know how we think. Organize the hood under I Ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And them hitting cameras in the streetlight watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
The average black male live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police.
No more bondage, no more political monsters. No more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects. Material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty cats be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believe in it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and ish. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state. Average black male live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star.
So long.